The performance against Coventry was good preparation for today's game. We just wanted to tweak one or two things, especially when we got to the final third. We wanted more penetration, and we got it today. And I think the game should have been put to bed before half-time with the chances that we created, but I think we managed the second half well as well.
But Steve dug me in the ribs halfway through and said, have you seen the options that Keith got going forward here?
Yeah, I think it was all about control of the ball today. Getting the ball to Jamie Allen. I know that Flickering set up on a 4-4-2 today, but 4-4-2 suits us, you know, with our options in midfield. And it was important that we got Jamie as much as we could on the ball through the first phase, if not first phase, then the second or third phase. And, I think that showed our intent and what we got more importantly this match day than we probably didn't get as much as we wanted to last week at Coventry was. We got real penetration. The ball stuck with the front three. You know, I thought Nathaniel was brilliant. Donald McDermott, you know, he had one of those special games. And Ian Henderson's running. You know, it's amazing, really. It takes defenders into awkward positions on the pitch. And I thought the front three were magnificent today.
Well, we'll come back to Endo in a moment, but tell him what you were saying about...
Yeah, I mean, obviously we mentioned in commentary, Keith, yeah. That was at the Shrewsbury game, and I thought that Sean Worley put in a first-half performance as good as I've seen this year from a League One forward. But I thought Donald McDermott rivaled that today, and possibly a goal short of being the best performance I've seen from an attacking midfield player stroke forward this season. So you must be pleased with that.
He was good, and I think when the opposition play with two midfield players, and we've got better numbers in there, we intend to play through the centre of the pitch, and there were so many passes on for Jamie to get the ball to Donal.
Yeah,
you know, straight through the centre of the pitch at times. And if somebody was marking Donal, then it was Lundy or Rosie that we had options with to get our fullbacks out. So the plan worked, but the players, more importantly, put into practice, and that's what pleases me most.
Yeah, I think what we also mentioned in commentary, Keith, was I don't think Jamie Allen trusted the pitch too much today for the passing, but trusted his skill and ability, because the amount of time he drove with the ball and could have six or seven touches at times, it was excellent. But also there was a spell during the first half whilst you were leading that got a little bit scrappy the game, and at that point the back lads were excellent, and I thought Eastham in particular turned the ball back from defence and turned into attack, and then he eventually scored a goal, so you must be pleased all around.
Well, we have that as an option, you know. And again, I think you're right with respect to the pitch. At times, like, because of the way they played, I was expecting our central defenders to split a little bit more and get Jamie on the ball through the first phase, but we couldn't all the time. But he was excellent through the second phase. I thought Ashley Easton was super.
I did.
He got a great goal, you know. But now Caravan's come in and really done well. So I'm pleased with the performance. I'm pleased that we got to 51 points, because if you look back 6 to 8 weeks ago, there was a real concern that we were going to get involved in a relegation fight. And I think we've just turned that on its head. You know, three wins out of the last four games, only been beat once in the last seven. So we're in good form, and I just want it to continue. And hopefully we'll get I don't want the players to switch off in performance now, but we might get better performances because they can actually relax and focus on the 10 games.
I have to say, Keith, it was a fantastic all-round performance, but over the years that you and I have spoken about Rochdale, I've never hidden the fact that I'm one of Hendo's biggest fan. But as a student of the game, Steve, he had you drooling today, didn't he?
Well, always, not just this season, beyond, but it's. I think Keith's touched on it there, he works with him every day. He's probably going to be recognised notably through the game for the stuff that he does in the penalty area, but you see that he shoots from distance, you see that he drifts into the channel, you see he's sharp in the tackle and he works back, but the way he takes the ball with a fantastic attitude, it's not just all about his penalty area play. I think he's one of the best players in League One.
I agree with you. I think his attitude, you know, sums up me as a manager. That's why I want him out on the pitch. His performance levels have gone up again. You know, he's disappointed that he's not scoring the goals for the work that he's doing, but you know, we're in good form at the minute, and his goals will definitely come.